Have you ever been fined by your homeowners association, or did you ever just get one of the nasty letters like Steve Miggs has gotten before?
A couple here and there.
Call 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who's on the inside. Someone who has actually served on the board of an HOA.
Oh, this should be good.
So we're going to chat with them in just a moment. But first, we've got Matt from Maple Valley on. Matt, when were you fined by your HOA, or when did you get in trouble with the Homeowners Association?
We weren't fined, but the wife and I wanted to paint the house because the HOA was built in the early 2000s. So all the houses are light gray, light yellow, light brown, light blue. And we wanted to update the color. And so we told them what we wanted to do, and they said, well, give us a color scheme. And so we got a small sheet of plywood and put the colors together and showed them, went to their meeting, the board meeting.
Oh, my gosh.
And they said, yeah, exactly. And they came back. The HOA manager, our president, was our neighbor across the street. Sweet little Asian lady, super, super nice. And she had to come over and be the bearer of bad news because the other two were drunk with power and said the gray is too dark. And I looked at her, and I own a landscape company, and I did 6 of the 24 homes. So I did 25% of the homes in the neighborhood that always looked immaculate. And the treasurer of the board, his yard is where the monument is, and his yard always looked absolutely horrible. So I looked her in the face and I said, I will send a letter every week to you guys complaining about his yard if you guys do not accept this. They came back to us, said, hey, how about just one shade lighter of the gray?
Oh, God.
So we resubmitted on the other side of that piece of wood the color scheme with the lighter shade of gray. They approved it. And then we painted the house the original shape.
I was going to say, I was hoping you were going to say that because I'm like, God, they're going to know.
Did they ever know?
Yeah, because I told them after we moved out.
Oh, it's not like you're asking to paint your house hot pink.
No.
I never understand that. I get like having the HOA for like, you know, instances where maybe someone goes a little over the top. Be like, hey, pump the brakes a little bit. But if you're just saying no to something just so you show that you have power over somebody else's home and their choices, that just sounds stupid to me.
Dumb. 206-803-ROCK. Justin in Seattle. Tell us about the time that you got fined by your HOA or when you got in trouble with your HOA.
They're talking, so I kind of work for the HOA, and then I get, like, work orders that I have to go fix stuff. So I'll be out there working, and then I'll get a call from my boss, and they're like, hey, where are you? And I tell them where they're at. They go, like, well, there's some homeless guy. He's got, like, a handful of light bulbs, and just said hi to one of the ladies from the that live at such. I go, I'm right there working on her house. And I go, oh, that's you.
You're the homeless guy?
And they'll say, like, my shirt says, like, Jimmy's HOA. And they're like, well, some weirdos out there, like, me, the lady's out here talking to me right now. I can see her. And then she goes back and she goes, oh, that was you? I go, hey, yeah, that was me.
Question for you. What made you want to work on the HOA? I mean, because I feel like the HOA is, like, one of those things where, like everyone in the neighborhood just can't stand them. So why did you want to put yourself through that?
I really didn't want to work for the HOA. It's a maintenance thing. So they were applying. I didn't know it was HOA until I got the job.
Gotcha.
Fun times. Drama, drama, drama.
Because I remember I had one of my neighbors trying to be like, hey, you should run, go. They would complain about stuff at their house. And I'm like, listen, I'm like, oh, that sucks. Like, well, yeah, you should run. You should be a part of the HOA then so we don't have to deal with this. I'm like, what? Why do... No, if you got issues with the HOA, you become part of the HOA. And then they were trying to get my wife to be a part of it as well. Oh. And she even considered it for a half a second. And I'm like, what do you really want to deal with other people's drama?
That sounds awful.
No.
Like, you couldn't even pay me to do that job.
Like, I remember when I was a property manager, like, you know, dealing with that, an apartment manager. And, like, that sucked. And I only did it so I could live for free at the apartment.
I'm sorry, Steve, but I'm starting to think that, honestly, being on the HOA board is in your future because you were an RA.
Yes.
You were a property manager.
Yeah, but do you realize why I did those things?
To get cheapy rent and things like that?
To live for free. I would be the HOA president if I didn't have to pay my mortgage. In a heartbeat. I mean, I was an RA so I could get free room and board. And then I was an apartment manager so I could live in my apartment for free.
So you don't get like a discount on your dues or anything like that if you're on the board?
I never thought about that.
Wow. Do your research, Steve.
I don't know if it's worth it just for free HOA dues, though.
I don't know.